connection between Pearl Jam and the fans is what it's all about.
I can't tell you how grateful we are, and it's like living a dream.
Every week, a different fan shares their wish list with the faithful.
Hey, all you Pearl Jammers out there.
Hey, Pearl Jam fam.
This is Wish List on SiriusXM's Pearl Jam Radio.
Howdy, Jamily. I'm Pete Owens.
And I'm Donna Owens, and we're from Houston, Texas.
Today, we have the sincere pleasure of curating our own wish list on Pearl Jam Radio. I want to start the show with my favorite Pearl Jam song, Dirty Frank. Most of you know the song was written about the band's scary bus driver at the time. After I graduated college, one of my old roommates had a weird friend that always used to hang around when we would get together. And he always had a crazy, scary, evil, crooked grin that creeped us out. We were certain he'd killed people. We didn't have any proof. That was just our guess. His name was Frank, and we obviously affectionately referred to him as Dirty Frank.
Here is Dirty Frank on PJ Radio.
Thank you.
That was In My Tree from PJ's 1996 album, No Code. I'm sure we can all relate to the occasional need to get away or find personal space away from the hustle and bustle of the world and take time for introspection. Although this was the band's fourth studio album, this was Jack Iron's first record in the drum chair, and he's featured prominently. Jack co-wrote the song with Eddie and Stone. I'm Donna Owens.
And I'm Pete Owens. We're from Houston, Texas, And today, we're grateful to have the opportunity to share our wish list with you on Pearl Jam Radio.
Yeah, we really are. You know, we don't have any great story about meeting at a PJ show or getting engaged at a PJ show or getting married at a PJ show or anything like that. In fact, our marriage is the second for both of us, a union formed well into the band's career. We've been a team for close to 10 years now and spent our honeymoon in Boston, where we saw PJ at Fenway. One common denominator is our love of Pearl Jam.
The next song we want to play explores themes of isolation, a struggle for identity, and the search for love and acceptance, which aligns with what we both went through as our first marriages crumbled and we later found and formed a new and better alliance with each other. This time also has Jack Irons on drums with the band's producer, Brendan O'Brien on bass, and Uncle Neil on lead guitar. We love the song's dynamic changes and rockin' intensity. From the Merkin Ball EP, this is I Got Id.
Shaking, my nails are dead on. Been a month since I've
hosted by fans like you. This is Wishlist on SiriusXM's Pearl Jam Radio.
Turn.
Howdy again, jammers. My name is Pete Owens.
And I'm Donna Owens. We're from Houston, Texas.
And you've been listening to us host Wishlist right here on Pearl Jam Radio.
We want to go out with a song that we've heard the band open their shows with many, many times over the years. Release from 10.
Such an emotionally powerful and cathartic song. One that live really consumes your senses from the get-go, quickly and spiritually removes any overbearing thoughts from your brain and sort of cleans your thought palette, if you will, preparing fans for the hours of great live rock and roll ahead. Sometimes you have to go back to the beginning to find the source of true connection and inspiration.
For us, this is the penultimate Pearl Jam song. Thanks for listening to our wish list on Pearl Jam Radio. Have an awesome day, friends. Here is Release.
Thank you.
just heard one fan's wish list. Want to host your own? Email pjradio@siriusxm.com and send us your picks. Catch a new episode of Wishlist every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, with encores throughout the week.
To find an approach.